Slovak gunman attacked because of views on Ukraine war, according to confession. By Oliver J.J. Lane on May 24, 2024. The shooting of Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico seems likely to be recognized as a terrorist attack after the gunman admitted he shot the head of government for political reasons. Slovak prosecutors have published comments by the man who confessed to shooting Prime Minister Robert Fico last week for the first time, offering the first official insight into motivations behind the attack that rocked Europe. The confession opens the way for the Slovak authorities to reclassify the attack from mere attempted murder to a terrorist attack. Per the conservative Nijenik Postage, the conservative Daily Post, the difference for prosecutors apparently hinges on whether the suspect was trying to attack Robert Fico the man, or Robert Fico the prime minister. The fact the suspect, identified as left-wing poet and activist Juraj Sinčila, had attended political demonstrations in the past also contributes to the terrorism hypothesis, it is claimed. In the document, elements of Sinčila's confession are related, including his assertion that he intended to shoot Fico, but only to wound him, not kill. He wanted to wound Fico so he could no longer be the prime minister, he said. The gunman carried 20 rounds and fired 5 at Fico. While Sinčila said he disagreed with several of Fico's policies and political reforms, according to the document, the gunman's main gripe was with the government not providing military aid to Ukraine. It read that what the gunman mainly wants is military aid to be provided to Ukraine, and was concerned that Fico's government is seen as a Judas by the European Union. Fico won the Slovak national elections last year on a platform that included disentangling the country from the war in Ukraine, which he claims would be better resolved with negotiation, even if that means Ukraine ceding some territory to Moscow, rather than battle. The position is obviously an unpopular one with other European leaders who have generally wholeheartedly backed Kyiv with weapons, ammunition, and cash support. Fico has been accused of being pro-Russian, which he denies, and of holding a long-standing grudge against Ukraine itself. Slovakia ceased providing military support immediately after the election in October and now only provides humanitarian aid. The question over whether the gunman was a lone wolf or not also continues to be probed by investigators, with a claim that the man's Facebook chat logs were deleted 2 hours after his arrest being confirmed. This was a separate event to Sinčila's entire Facebook account being taken down by Facebook itself, as is normal procedure for the company for individuals involved in terrorist attacks. Few substantive updates have yet been published about Fico's health after the attack, other than he was in critical, life-threatening condition, underwent a major surgery, and is now in recovery. The latest statement by the FD Roosevelta Banska Bystrica hospital says Fico's health is stable with a slight improvement, and that they believe that trend will continue.